Hello. I'm hoping, where we go. Hey, how's it going? Benny here. This is a bit of a follow-up from a live stream I did last week where I encouraged people to cool it with the truth bombs because, in essence, I was saying that truth is not sentient. Truth is truth, but if you are too aggressive in your approach of getting someone to hear truth, you're probably doing more damage than being helpful. So I am making this video as a continuation because I was a bit surprised by some of the response. Now, granted, mainly it was positive, but I do want to address some of the comments that were not so positive. And it's funny to me because it feels like the biggest issue people have with my approach to communication is that I'm being too kind, or that I'm encouraging people to get in touch with their humanity and remember they're talking to a human, even if the human they're talking to is brainwashed. So the name of this video is the Golden Rule Dead? Is kindness dead? Are we so jaded because of the split in the population right now as far as, you know, what people perceive as truth and what truth actually is? Are we burning bridges unnecessarily? And I would say, yes, we are. And I also want to remind people that this is something I'm devoting my life to. I created my course Parhesia in 2020 as a result of, the stuff that was coming out, the COVID stuff. And I saw that it was creating this very clear line in the sand of division. And I wanted to be able to help people cope during that and with that and be able to represent truth with strength and integrity in a way that could actually be helpful and not more harmful. Because if division is one of the goals, then we fall right into the trap by encouraging division. Now, that's not to say that you need to be friends with the people in your life who you consider to be brainwashed or zombies or sheep. I'm not saying that at all. In fact, I don't think you should really immerse yourself with people who are toxic to your life, who don't lift you up in some way. But that doesn't mean you can't still be kind to them. So yeah, I got a comment that said that I'm telling people to talk to people like they're five, like they're children. And I'd say no, quite the opposite. I'm encouraging you to talk to them like they're adults, like they're equals to you. And you do that by creating a strategy, by having a game plan, by having a goal in mind. And I encourage people to have intention with what they communicate. And the more in line with your intention you are, the more clear your communication is going to be. And yeah, there are some people who are not ready to hear what you have to say. And that doesn't give you, I don't want to say freedom, that doesn't give, you don't have to bludgeon them with your opinion just because they're not listening to you. You can just move on. Throw your energy somewhere else where it's more applicable. But I don't encourage you to talk down to people. I mean, listen, like, put it like this, reframe it, okay? Were you as in the know and aware of things 10 years ago as you are now? Probably not. How about 20 years ago? We all have our breakthrough moment. We all have our aha moment. Now, that's not to say that everyone is going to have an aha moment. I don't think that's the case, but people can have an aha moment. So wouldn't you rather play a part in their story of having that aha moment, regardless of when the aha moment occurs? Planting seeds, asking questions. These are how we encourage that growth. And if you're a dick about it, you're actually, it's destructive, not constructive. That's my overall point. Furthermore, I'm going to address what I consider to be sort of an elephant in the room, and that is social media communication in general. I would wager that most people are having these discussions or bringing up the points that they need to be, that they think need to be brought up to the people who need to hear it online. I emphasize this a lot throughout my course, that social media is one of the most damaging aspects, one of the most damaging things to our overall ability to communicate, because it lacks empathy. In fact, I sometimes make the joke that online communication was the mask before the actual mask, because you don't actually experience someone in real time. You don't have that empathic experience of feeling how what you're saying is landing on them, and you're not experiencing there, and you don't experience what they are saying back at you. It's like a series of sucker punches. You go into a comment section and you swing and you punch them. You backstab them in the back when they're not looking, and then they find your comment and they have to adjust, they react, and they swing back at you, and it becomes a slugfest. I've seen so many relationships fall apart because of this approach, because you're too trigger happy with your posts on Facebook, and you're not taking the time to be considerate of how you treat the person who is sometimes someone you really care about, and relationships are getting destroyed. And there is a sentiment of like, well, let the zombies be zombies. Let them just, you know, let them suffer. Let them even die. Like, we don't have to worry about them anymore. And there is some truth in that. Like I said, there's like, you don't have to force relationships. You can't force anyone to wake up. But a lot of people I work with are going through hell because of this division. They are losing relationships with their parents or with their kids or with their spouses. And do you think the best approach is to just say, screw them, they're zombies, when it's your kid? No. And you think yelling at them and just declaring your opinion and not worrying about the consequences, bludgeoning them, is the right choice? Probably not. Now, I think that anger is a very constructive tool, but it has to be applied. If you're stuck in a place of anger, you're not going to achieve much. But anger is like fire, and fire can build and it can destroy. You have to harness it. So if you're just angry in a moment and you're just shouting out your opinions and not caring about the results, you're burning the house down, in theory. But if you take that anger and you apply it elsewhere, if you figure out the best way to convey what's important to you, you will find a way to do it effectively. And the weird, ironic aspect of all this is the people that are closest to us are the hardest people to reach. Our friends and our family, they are the most stubborn, and they're the ones we want to reach the most. But if you are committed to communicating something effectively, not just in conversation, not when you're confronted in public and you feel like you have to stand up for something, but if you're committed to that, you will create, your voice will help others communicate with their family and friends. It's very strange how this works, but that's a reality. You know, I've devoted myself to being a good communicator because of the frustration I felt in my 20s I couldn't believe that people weren't interested in what I was interested in. I created Joy Camp because I was wanting to communicate. I wanted to consolidate my ideas and put it into a palatable package that was easy to consume, whether you were in agreement or not. And the same thing with poetry. All my poetry is from taking my thoughts out of the mind space and articulating them into the most specific, in the most specific way possible. And my friends and family, my friends are all pretty much on board with where I'm at. But my family, certain people in my family, they refuse to hear what I have to say, and they refuse to experience my artistic output or anything I create, anything even like this. But you can use something that I've created, a poem of mine or a video of mine, and use that with your family. And because it's not you saying it, because it's someone else, it's me, they might be more likely to hear it. It's strange how it works. And this is all I'm emphasizing is that if it's important to you to communicate something, you will take the time necessary to convey it as effectively as possible. And you can plant seeds. I've had people over the years reach out to me who I had talked to years before and say, thank you for that conversation we had back in 2012. I thought you were crazy, but turns out you were right. And sometimes I don't even remember the conversation, but great. That's a great outcome. Even if they didn't come back to me to tell me that, the fact that they went on that journey is great. Again, like, who were you 10 years ago? Who were you 20 years ago? Who will you be in 10 years from now? How much of the picture do you have figured out 100% completely? The other thing I want to touch on is there is such a cynicism right now. There is such a dark filter that people are looking at life at through. And they see the devil in the details everywhere. I prefer to see God in the details. I prefer to see the beauty. I prefer to see the humanity in people. When I'm dealing with people who are, for lack of a better term, brainwashed, I have sympathy for them because I can put myself in their shoes. And if we stop putting ourselves in other people's shoes, then we really are lost. And what are you actually fighting for? What are you really standing for? If the whole point is to get people to shift consciousness away from slavery and tyranny and into prosperity and freedom, well, maybe your approach needs some work. God is in the details. Life can be incredible. Life is incredible in spite of the darkness, in spite of how horrible things can appear sometimes. And if you're in the habit of just seeing how horrible everything is all the time, you're training your brain to see it everywhere you go. And it's going to be a pretty miserable life. And this is your only shot at life. You can live an amazing life and expose evil and help people see things more clearly in a way that's not bludgeoning, that's not mean. I'm pretty much touching on everything. Yes, here's a quote here. Passion makes you easier to hear, but rarely convinces people they should listen. Here's another one. This comes from Shakespeare, who I love as a trained Shakespearean actor. Now, I am not sold that Shakespeare was Shakespeare, but nevertheless, the works themselves are incredible. He said, "Give every man thy ear, but few thy voice." So listen. Listening is so important. Listening, asking questions. You can find your way in with a lot of people better than you might think. If you're in the habit of just going into a situation thinking that they're brainwashed or they're unreachable, then you're telling yourself that it's impossible and you're not going to gain much ground. And furthermore, if you're in the habit of communicating 90% of what you communicate online, get offline. Because we can't agree on what a good source is anymore. We can't agree on what's trusted. You know, people like us won't believe anything or are suspect of anything that's coming from the official pipeline of information. Well, people who are believing that aren't going to trust any sources that you provide because they're committed to the officials. So when you go into these link battles in comment threads on Facebook, well, here's a link, here's a video. It's not doing anything. You're not helping anything. If you're reaching anybody, it's other people like you who are letting the rocks off and, you know, just becoming steam, what is it called? Pressure release valves for each other. I think that's about it. I'm a little foggy. I've been suffering from flu-like symptoms. I hesitate to say the flu, but flu-like symptoms, headache, achy body, congestion, etc. But I really wanted to follow through. I said I'd make this video today, and here I am. And hopefully it's of some value. Now, I'm trying to like put these points into these short live streams when I have a course on communication that's 9 weeks long. So I'm cherry picking and trying to emphasize certain points to prove points, to make points. But to think that my approach is manipulative, it's as far from manipulative as possible. It's actually as honest as can be. You are being honest. You are being an open vessel to the person you're communicating with. You are experiencing them as a person and not just talking down to them. You know, if you're going to a situation thinking you're talking to zombies, brainwashed people, NPCs, well, guess what? That's an elitist standpoint. And aren't we against people who consider themselves to be elite or better than other people? Do you think you're better than other people because you have the right opinions? Just food for thought. Anyway, just think about that. Remember who you were 10 years ago or who you were 20 years ago or who you're going to be 10 years from now. And be excellent to each other. And if there are Someone else commented that, is it right to like force friendships with people that are not thinking like you? And I think I already said this before, but yeah, don't, I'm not suggesting you be soft and acquiesce and suck up to people just and not be truthful because you want to maintain the friendship. Quite the opposite. I think you should surround yourself with people who encourage you, who listen to you, who build you up. And then when you do engage with those who are different, you do it with an open heart. And if it's really, really important to you to convey certain things, you've done work in your private time to make sure that when you deliver this information, it is impactful and succinct and helpful and encouraging. That's it. I'll leave it there. I think I touched on all the points. This is what happens with the live stream. I don't. I'm just kind of winging it. And yeah, in conclusion, life is still good in spite of how crazy it seems, in spite of how evil it can appear at times. You are alive right now and you can achieve whatever you want, and you can, in life, if you're not aligned with a purpose in life, I encourage you to consider what your purpose could be and how you could be of service to others. Because that'll help your communication and that'll help with your overall impact in the world. Have a mission, have something you stand for, and try not to dehumanize others, even if they are a little behind in their freedom of thought. All right, that's it. Much love. You're all great. I'm gonna watch this back. Hopefully this was cohesive. Hopefully this made sense. And hopefully this dispels some of the, misunderstanding that I seem to experience in some of the comments from last week. Oh, I know the last thing I want to say. There are moments when a truth bomb or representing truth in a way that is declarative can be helpful. I'm not saying that. But again, it's all about presence of mind. It's all about being dexterous in the moment, flexible. So there can be a time when you're dealing with someone who is impenetrable, who's acting a fool, who's spouting off nonsense, and you feel that urge to stand up to them. And you can do that in a way that is, you know, that is powerful. And you can, in the moment, let that person go. Because what you're saying is for the other people who are going to hear it. But again, that comes from being aware in the moment. If the other people in the room aren't going to understand, maybe it's not worth your time. But if you think that if you have a way in, you can say something, you are speaking to the person, but it's for everyone else. That is when truth bombs can be useful. And I have examples that I'm not going to bring up right now. But anyway, that's it. Take care. Parhesia Season 6, my last and final season of my course, will be starting soon. You can get on the waitlist now so you know when registration opens. Spots are limited, and you can hear me expound a bit on some of these points over the course of 9 weeks. And if you haven't seen the testimonials, do watch them, because people are having transformative experiences and they're healing relationships, and they are figuring out new and creative ways to express themselves and to represent truth in ways that aren't destructive, but rather helpful. All right. Take care, everyone. And I'll see you all very soon. Much love. Bye. Thanks for being here. Smash that like button. All right. See ya.